Do you ever feel compelled to help people around you? To do things for them? Help them out? Even make their decisions for them? Well, if you do, chances are you're in a codependent relationship that you need to tweak or transform for the benefit of everyone involved. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at the Art of Self-Development. This podcast is for everyone interested in psychology or who wants to develop the most useful people and life skills for yourself and for the people around you. Boundaries are a big thing. They have to do with the way we were brought up, with the way we treat people, we deal with people, how other people instinctively treat us, and what impact we will have on our friends and family, and maybe most importantly, our children. Because these things can be inherited through generations, until there's a person who really makes it a point to understand how boundaries work, in order to take them apart, understand your family history, and then use the material that you get to build something better, something healthier and much more useful. Boundaries between people work very much like boundaries between countries. They can be opened or closed depending on what you want to let in or out. There are some people who have very rigid boundaries, who have too strong boundaries. And these people are not open to negotiation. It is either my way or highway, is their motto. They do it to protect themselves, and much like a country would, they do that to protect themselves from some sort of an invasion or intrusion. On the other end of the spectrum, there are people who have weak boundaries or porous boundaries. And these boundaries won't protect you from what other people want or what they want of you, what they want you to do. So people with porous boundaries tend to be pushovers or peacemakers, which is another way to look at it that is more acceptable and actually helps us understand the issues connected with weak boundaries better. Because there is a lot of people among us, myself included, possibly you too. Some of us are just too ready to do things for other people, to help them out, to make them feel better, or ultimately, to not lose someone. And the underlying reasons are important. It is important to figure those out, to understand why the boundary, whatever kind you happen to have, why you have it, and how it can be improved, to be made stronger where necessary, and more flexible where it counts. Boundaries are interesting because they're much more visible than we like to think. There are people with weak boundaries, for example, who seem to invite people who'll order them around, who'll put them down, or try to exploit them in a myriad ways. And that is because thoughts and beliefs are contagious. We can't usually see exactly what people think, but we kind of feel how they think, especially how they think about themselves. And if somebody has a low self-esteem and a boundary too porous, if they can't say no, other people, and especially those who are used to having their way, they can feel that. And if this is your case, they'll be attracted to you just like you may be attracted to them. And yes, I said it. You may be attracted. If your boundary is not strong enough, you may be attracted to people who will exploit it. Because your belief about yourself is aligned with their belief about other people. You expect to be exploited, and that's what they want to do to you. It's a mutual agreement. It's an unspoken one, a very insidious one, and one that needs to be understood in order to be repaired. And by the way, the people who may exploit your weak boundary are not bad people. They're doing something that kind of is natural. Because people, generally speaking, think of their own interest first. This is a generalization, but it's true. And if other people can help us, even if that means we will use other people to achieve our goals, we have a natural tendency to do that. Only a very mature, self-reflecting individual, somebody who's highly evolved as a person, will never do that, given the opportunities, knowing they have them. So this is not to demonize anyone. This is about communication on the most fundamental levels and how to do it better for all parties concerned. It is about you. It's about what's going on in your head, what programming you have running at the back of your head that causes you to act and react in certain ways. This is why the way to do it is to get your inner game in order. Not as much in getting the relationship in order, and the least of which about changing other people. That is not a part of the equation. It's in fact much easier to start a relationship with good boundaries after you've learned how to do that and implemented that in practice, than to change a relationship that doesn't work because you have weak boundaries. And that's what you've based your relationship on. And the path to good boundaries really is in learning to appreciate yourself. It's about good self-esteem, about respecting yourself at least as much as other people. Because your relationship with yourself is the most fundamental of relationships. It is one that every other relationship will mirror. Every single time. So it is not useful or practical to try to change every single relationship that you have, especially the ongoing ones, the long-term ones. It is about respecting yourself first. It's about knowing your values. What do you appreciate? What do you don't appreciate? What do you accept? And what without disrespecting yourself, you cannot. And you need to be very clear about these things. This is the very basis for any good relationship. It's about saying no where no is due, where you need to say no because you respect yourself and because you respect the other person. You respect the relationship. Because by disrespecting yourself, when you accept a behavior that puts somebody down, anyone for that matter, is a surefire way to let the relationship down. Your relationship to yourself is the most important relationship you'll ever have. If you want to really make a difference, what you need to do is take a look at the blueprint that you have. Four boundaries. This is something that we have inherited for the most part, and part of it is genetic. We all have predispositions, but also it is the culture that we grew up in, the time, most importantly our parents. This is where we get the most. This is where we learned what to see as normal, that we won't even see as right or wrong. That just is. That's the norm. Only when we grow up, psychologically, we can start seeing the relationships that we've had in our family and what kind of relationships other people have, and we can compare. And when we've done that enough, we see that some things are imperfect or just downright bad or unhealthy. We can take a look at why these things exist in our relationships. Who causes it and why? Why do they think it's the norm? Where did they get it and why? And understanding all of these connections can help you realize that any unhealthy aspect of your relationship with yourself is not you. That you can take it apart, let it go, and build something better from the raw material on the same foundations. The important thing to realize is why the unhealthy pattern, whatever it may be, why it exists. What is the benefit of it? Because on the face of it, it might seem like there's nothing. Because being a pushover is so blatantly, obviously wrong. It would seem there's no benefit. But why do we perpetuate it? Well, there is a benefit. Otherwise, it would not keep happening. Typically, we don't make our boundaries strong in order to prevent something we're afraid of. That could be the acceptance or appreciation of a loved one. It could be the fear of something bad happening if you grew up in a volatile environment. It could be the fear of abandonment if you dare say no. Even for people who seem to be highly functioning, like the mother who always takes care of people in a dysfunctional family, she too has weak boundaries. Sometimes we call these highly functioning codependent people. They're highly functioning, they're trying to do their best, they're trying hard, but at the core of what they do is a fear of loss, a fear of abandonment, or fear of conflict. And it's important to realize the underlying cause, because you can't change things without understanding the history, the building blocks on which the weak boundary is built. So we need to bring this into awareness without any judgment, because there's nothing wrong with what happened. There's nothing personal to it. It's just a series of events that, through understanding, we can make much better use of when we reclaim it and transform it. And this is where we can be much more open and much more honest to people who are used to exploit our weak boundaries. Because they try to take you on a path where you don't want to be, where you shouldn't be, and where they shouldn't be. And this is the point. The ability to say no, which is at the core of having a good, strong boundary, really is good for both parties. It is not just about you, although you are the more important person when making this change. So when somebody tries to exploit your previously weak boundary, the answer doesn't need to be F you, I'm not doing this, although it might. It can be, I love you, I care about you, but I won't be a part of this. And you don't need to explain. It is not your responsibility. It is your responsibility to do what is best for the relationship between two mature people. That responsibility is yours. The fact is, we can't always save people. We tend to repeat patterns that we will repeat over and over until we learn to do better. This is also why it is not a good thing to try to help people all the time at every cost. Because they're repeating their patterns and they need to learn from them. And if you try to help them, you're lessening the pain that they are creating in order to let themselves out of the loop. This may be difficult to understand or accept, but that's what it takes. Especially if the patterns of behavior, the codependent ones especially, if they lead to very bad results, the person doesn't know how to get out of it. They don't have that insight, and you can't tell them. They won't get it. The way it works is they repeat it long enough to generate enough pain for them to change their minds, to get that insight by themselves. And if you're helping them, you're preventing that from happening, prolonging their suffering as long as possible. And this can be tough to hear, because we want to help. for sure. You're a good person, why wouldn't you? Well, this is why. You're helping by being open, by being supportive, respectful, accepting, not by doing everything another person asks of you. This is something that I think is fairly easy to understand conceptually. It is much more difficult to do it in practice, especially when it comes to people you care about deeply. Do you often feel obligated to help someone in particular, even to the point of trying to save them from their decisions, from themselves? Are you praised for being a good savior? Chances are you're doing the person a disservice. And there's also a near certainty that you are in a codependent relationship, that you can't let the person screw up or make their own decisions, even bad ones, because you have a hole in your boundary and they have a hole in theirs. Sometimes tough love is more important than love alone. So healthy boundaries are important for everyone. Your good boundaries will help people around you. It'll help you get out of any codependency that you might have and help show the way to others. Because the person who's used to trying to do things, change your mind, wear you down, they are better off unsuccessful. So learn to understand the history of any weakness in your boundary or rigidity, on the other hand, to protect yourself, that you might have. Why do you have it? What are you trying to avoid? This is important. And what boundaries you need to set. And you can start small, with people who are not that important or not that threatening in some way. Start saying no more often. Not in a way to push people aside, be disrespectful or irresponsible. This is not about the other person. When you say no, you're not putting a person down. It's about a specific situation that you can deal with respectfully for common mutual benefit. And the way you do it, you work on and you forge your own specific rules of engagement. Figure out exactly what your values are, what you stand for, what you don't stand for, what you will accept and what you can't, in good conscience, while respecting yourself and the other person. And when you feel like you need to cave in, when you feel like giving in to the other person's demand, think about why you have that feeling. What is the pattern that you may be repeating? And what is the underlying fear of what might happen? What is the feeling you may be trying to avoid? And know that instead of avoiding it, you perpetuate it, as long as you keep weak boundaries. Codependency is driven by fear, not love. It's a weakness, not a strength. If, and to the degree that you might need that, learn to respect yourself first. Then respect other people as much as you can, but not more than yourself. Love and respect are an inside job. They are not to be found outside. Other people can't give it to you, not in a lasting way. You give it to yourself. By living a life based on your own values, the rules that you forge for yourself and for the relationship, not just to do what another person wants. If somebody breaks your rules, tell them. This is not to put them down, it is to pull them up, because you respect them enough, because you care. Don't try to control people. Don't try to change their minds. Learn to say no and hear no. Both are equally important. Respect your boundaries and learn to better respect their boundaries. Respect and appreciate what you want and what they want. And these two things will be different, by definition. If you are stuck in any kind of codependent relationship, think of the gain that you're trying to get, or what you're trying not to lose. That causes you to lose much more, over and over again. Realize that you may have had rationalizations for being a pushover, when perhaps you're trying to give too much. Because generosity is not generosity without boundaries. So when dealing with people, and especially in new relationships that you forge, because that's where it's the easiest and the most natural, make your boundaries clear. Make them concise. Make them respectful. And when you say no, you can actually be nice about it. You don't need to be a jerk, and you shouldn't be. That's not the point at all. If you can tell people what you can accept and what you can't, and be gracious and kind at the same time, people tend to be much better at accepting it, at getting it. But whether or not they get it is not your concern. You don't need to explain that you want to respect yourself and that you want to respect them. Make self-care a priority. This is where all the good things come from, and all the good relationships. Know your boundaries in all the areas of your life and of your relationships that are important. And set the boundaries that'll help not just you, but the relationships themselves that you have with anyone and everyone, be it a friend or a lover or a stranger, because you realize how important that is for the both of you. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. Remember that learning is a change of behavior. Any positive change you make and keep has a cumulative effect that'll make your life even better. If you found anything useful or interesting in this episode, please share it with your friends. You can reach me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Talk to you again soon. In the meantime, leave the world a little better than you found it.